Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded on Sunday, December 30th, 2018, for the first Sunday of Christmas. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Jen Collins. Assisting with worship is Pastor Gary Brandenburg.
Use this and I'll give it back to you.
Welcome. Pastor Jen let me use her glasses
that she's going to use this week. Thank you, Pastor Jen, and Happy New Year.
Will you let me use yours, please?
Pardon?
I could use yours, actually.
You could, yes. Today after church, if you brought a poinsettia, this bag can be used to protect it from the inclement weather. I'll put this over here to remind us. Please leave the drip tray for future use as we think of next year. But again, welcome to St. Andrew's Lutheran Church. We thank God for the wonderful Christmas season we had. Thank you for your attendance and participation. Today you have a bulletin that has all the announcements inside. As you look inside your bulletin, you'll notice on the right-hand side of the bulletin is our confession and forgiveness. Please look at the announcements. Know they're all there for you. And now let us stand together and share our confession and forgiveness. Amid the troubles and fears of this world, let us confess our sin and welcome God's forgiveness, grace, and love. Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus. Your son was born in the poverty of a stable. The shepherds left their flocks and went to Bethlehem. With great joy, the angels proclaimed, "Do not fear, for I bring you good news of great joy. Today is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. In Jesus, who is Savior and Christ and Lord, our sins are forgiven. May you know the peace which the angels sang from the heavens. Indeed, God's forgiveness is good news of great joy." Amen. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Shine your hearts in the light of your wisdom. Open our minds to the knowledge of your word, that in all things we may think and act according to your good will, and may live continually in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
congregation may be seated, and I'd invite the children forward for a message. Come on down. I see a couple of you here. Come on down. Yeah. We're going to do something kind of fun. I got these glasses here. They were a gift. So we're going to count down from 10. We'll go backwards. And we're going to see if everybody knows what to say at the end of 10. All right? Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I love spaghetti! Oh, let's try that again. Right? Maybe a little louder. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Oh, did you hear what I said the first time?
Yes.
What did I say?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh, not the first time. Should we hear it again? Let's count again. Okay, ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Merry Christmas. Oh, I'm getting it kind of wrong. It's getting a little muddled, isn't it?
Yeah.
So who knows what happens tomorrow night? Do you know what happens tomorrow night? What happens? Any ideas?
Yeah.
Should we try again? Let's see if we can guess what happens tomorrow night. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's New Year tomorrow night. It is. It's kind of exciting that the calendar turns. But do you know what? It's also still Christmas today. I know that sounds kind of funny, but Christmas is more than just one day. We have Christmas for 12 whole days. And I know I had these silly glasses to look through. And they're kind of cool because they make you see purple. Do you want to try them? Do you want to try them? Well, because it's still Christmas, we're remembering that we see everything through Jesus. And so I have some people who have some characters they're going to bring forward for us to remind us how we look at our new year beginning. And they're going to show you, maybe they'll just set them right here on this step. Who do you see? Who do we got? Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. Yeah, Joseph is Jesus' earthly father, which is probably something you're going to hear today, because you'll hear that God is Jesus' father too. So you are right on. So we don't look through funny glasses when we look at our lives, when we look at the world. We look at Jesus, and we see that he's a lot like us. And in one of the stories today, he's just going to be 12 years old. So if you can think about that, that's not very far from some of you. And it reminds us that God experienced being human, just like you and me. So as we begin the new year, we're invited to begin the new year like Jesus, like a human being with all sorts of interesting challenges and joys and concerns. But we also have this beautiful, fresh start, not just in the new year, but also in Jesus. So let's give thanks to God for that. The Lord be with you. Gracious God, thank you for the fresh start we have in Jesus. We commend this next year to you. We know that you are with us every day, granting us a fresh start, forgiveness of sin, and new life. We praise you today, and we thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You can take those with you and share them with your friends. There you go. All right. We'll leave Jesus, Joseph, and Mary right there.
A reading from Isaiah. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. For unto you is born a Savior Christ, the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ, the Lord. A reading from Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The old adage that actions speak louder than words is very true in the case of Joseph. Nowhere in the gospel narrative does Joseph utter a spoken word. Instead, the gospel writers give us this omniscient glimpse into his story and his thought process as he attempts to make sense of God's intervention into human time and history through his immediate family. So why the silence? Joseph is described as a righteous man and compassionate. We know he has faith to proceed with all that the angel of the Lord said to him in a dream. But he does take Mary as his wife. And he does name the child Jesus. And he knows from the very beginning that this child was different. This child was the Son of God. And that he would grow to save people from their sins. Joseph is there when the wise men come to pay Jesus homage with their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. I have to wonder what he was thinking when he smelled that fragrance of myrrh, which is a spice that's used to anoint someone for their burial. And yet through it all, it appears that Joseph remains faithful amidst the complexity of his life circumstances. One could even get the sense that he had to be very present-oriented and focused on the here and the now, because if he was stuck in the past or if he was frightened about the future, it would have been impossible for Joseph to respond when the angel of the Lord appears to him in yet another dream, encouraging him to steal Mary and the child away by night as they seek asylum in Egypt because Herod felt threatened when he heard that a new king had been born. Joseph protected the promise in the midst of this broken world. They lived in Egypt together until Herod's death, when again Joseph was visited in a dream for the third time and returned with Mary and Jesus to the land of Israel. Later on in the gospel, people will refer to Jesus as the carpenter's son. So we know that he is an active parent for Jesus and that his legacy does live on through him. But after Matthew chapter 2 and Luke chapter 2, Joseph's narrative comes to an end and his story fades away. For all of his courage and righteousness, for all of his fear and all of his faithfulness, there is silence. But his actions speak loudly. I wonder why that is so. Maybe it's because Joseph also believed in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
from Isaiah. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord.
For unto you is born a Savior Christ, the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ, the Lord.
A reading from Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. This virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I love Mary's question, "How can this be?" It's a question of faith. Perhaps you've wondered that of God as well. How can this be? Or maybe the question is a bit shorter, the three-letter word, W-H-Y. We have all wondered why, or how, or for what reason. And we have all waited, or yet wait, for the full potential of God's call on our lives to be realized. Although not in this passage shared today, we know that Mary will respond with faith anyway when she says the words, "Let it be to me according to your word." Mary's faith, her willingness to carry the Christ child within her, invites us to do the same, even though we wait, even though we have questions. While we wait, we can trust that we too carry the Christ child within, as we pray for patience and for God's good timing to unfold before our eyes. This is a poem by Ted Loader. O God of all seasons and senses, grant us the sense of your timing, to submit gracefully and rejoice quietly in the turn of the seasons. In the season of short days and long nights, of gray and white and cold, teach us the lessons of endings, children growing, friends leaving, loved ones dying, but grieving over, grudges over, blaming over, and excuses over. O God, grant us a sense of your timing. In this season of short days and long nights of gray and white and cold, teach us the lessons of beginnings, that such waitings and endings may also be the starting place, a planting of seeds which bring to birth what is ready to be born, something right and just and different, a new song, a deeper relationship, a fuller love in the fullness of your time. O God, grant us the sense of your timing.
A reading from Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
For unto you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
A reading from Luke. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jesus to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The word of the Lord. The experience of family is part of being human. Joseph and Mary, like any other parents, struggle with how to protect and nurture Jesus. And ultimately, they struggle with how to let him go when they recognize that he seems to understand his calling, even from an early age. In this passage, Mary asks yet another question. What have you done to us? Your father and I have been searching. One time when I was little, I ducked into one of the clothing racks at Kmart, and my dad was searching for me everywhere, and he was not happy. So if you've ever felt like a bad parent before, imagine the feeling Mary and Joseph had when they lost the Son of God in a crowded Jerusalem for days. Did you notice that the pronoun changes from Mary's question to Jesus' response? Mary says, "Your father and I have been searching with great anxiety." And Jesus says, "Did you not know that I would be in my father's house?" To be a 12-year-old boy and to know that you are the Son of God. To be a 12-year-old boy and to be compelled to spend time in that holy place, learning and teaching and growing. To be a 12-year-old boy and to be God, experiencing the world. To be a 12-year-old boy who is the Lord and to grow in wisdom and stature. To be a 12-year-old boy who, after being lost and then found by his very worried parents, is obedient to them until he grows. But you also know that this boy has been set apart for something greater. It's incredible to think about the capacity that God has to grow, the experience of growth in wisdom and in stature through Jesus. You know, this is the only glimpse that we have of him between his infancy and his baptism, which happened at the beginning of his ministry, which the gospel records takes place in his 29th year. Christmas is all about God's word becoming flesh in Jesus, the incarnation. Christmas is all about God in human skin, God clothed in human experience, and Jesus grows in wisdom and in stature. And we, through Christ, are also clothed, like that passage from Colossians reminds us, with not just an outer garment, but an inner garment made visible by our outward understanding of the way that Christ has clothed us. That inner garment is seen through the choices that we make to serve the poor and to befriend the lonely, to feed the hungry. That garment is seen through the words that we say. I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. I understand. That inner garment is seen through the love and the care that we offer one another. For Jesus, who he becomes, is shaped by God, yes, but also by his experience of home. Jesus comes from a home where faith is formed. Jesus comes from a home where his parents are available to God's call in their lives, even though they have no idea how it's all going to go. We see in Joseph and Mary this authentic trust, but also this imperfect and vulnerable humanity. We see that they are clothed in the same humanity that we are, and that we are also invited with them to be available to God's call. And we get to be a part of shaping those who have been entrusted to our care, which is a gift and a purpose and a mission that we have as ones who are clothed in Christ. Let's stand together and sing.
On page 104 in the front of your ELW is the Nicene Creed. I invite you to confess our belief in the words of this creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Virgin and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Dwelling in the presence of God, let us boldly pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of wisdom, open our ears to hear your grace through the words and deeds of children. Inspire the youngest and oldest in our midst to learn from one another with humility and patience. Lord, in your mercy. God of creation, praise to you for hills and mountains, the fruit trees and forest, animals wild and tame, sea monsters, birds and reptiles. Spark delight in our hearts for all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy. And God of hope, call us to peace and bind us together in perfect unity. Make wars to cease. Guide the leaders of the nations in your way of wisdom, compassion, and tolerance. Lord, in your mercy. And God of healing, mend the broken hearts of those who suffer this day. Treasure everyone who struggles with addiction, loneliness, hunger, unemployment, mental illness, or sickness, especially those whom we know in our hearts and we have lit candles for. Lord, in your mercy. And God of life, draw us into the body of Christ and make us grow in faith and hope. Fill us with hearts of thanksgiving, made visible in our words and actions for the sake of the whole world. Lord, in your mercy. And God of delight, fill us with songs of praise and hope, even in the midst of despair and death. Comfort the grieving, strengthen our faith until the day we will be gathered around your throne, singing in eternal praise. Lord, in your mercy. Trusting in the presence of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, we commend all for whom we pray, dwelling in the light and hope of Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Please share the peace of Christ with one another. God's peace. Love you.
Let us pray. Holy God, your beauty shines forth from the manger and your love flows from the cross. As you gather us around these signs of your love, come among us. Warm us to extend your care among the hungry and all in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening, and God's blessing be with you.